Well, are you one of those people who likes to walk along the beach searching the sand for a shark's tooth? I like to collect them as well. One local author has created quite a story behind a very special shark's tooth. We want to welcome to the show now Tim Simpson. Tim, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. This is amazing. In fact, I think I'd like to have my own show.
You are. He's already wants my job.
This is incredible.
You can join us. How about that?
Hey, I'll do that anytime.
Well, good. Well, you have been just learning a little bit about you and your biography, and you did everything for you. You were a pastor. You lived in Michigan. You're from here, and you've written 18 different books.
18 books, yes.
And you wrote for a local newspaper.
I wrote for the Daily News, which was out of Kingsport.
Yeah.
And they recently shut down, but that was one of the highlights of my writing. Because I could write my newspaper column, and I had a little comic strip because I draw and things. That was fun.
And you said writing for you, just something you've always loved, always been passionate about.
Ever since I was growing up, I originally wanted to be a comedian, but then I found out I wasn't all that funny.
I hate that when that happens.
So I decided to write.
I wanted to be a singer, but then I found out I couldn't sing. That doesn't work well that way.
Yeah. No, you gotta, yeah.
Well, let's talk about your most recent book, and this one, of course, a fiction story about a shark's tooth.
Right, it's called The Legend of the Shark's Tooth. Actually, it's the fourth in a series of books about one of the characters that I created when I was a kid called Jack Manson. He's a detective, and I deal a lot. Most of my books have some kind of supernatural element to them, because I find just normal drama boring, so I like to spice it up with something that, you know, supernatural. So this shark's tooth he finds, he's a crippled man, and he finds this shark's tooth that gives him special abilities. And he happens to be a cop that was wounded in battle. And it was, kind of like a mob hit sort of thing. So he finds this shark's tooth and it gives him some kind of special abilities to where he can walk and things. And so it's a fun read, but it also follows the first three books, which involve my detective, Jack Manson, and it all is building to my next book.
And a lot of your books are audible books. Like, you can get books on tape, and
almost all of them.
Not really books on tape anymore.
No. Well, that's the way of the future. Everything's going to audio now. It first started out with paper, then Kindle, and now everything's going to audio because people can just download it from audible.com now, and they can just listen to it in their cars. And all of my books are found there. And in the local area, I have the local company downtown here in Johnson City. They have all of my audiobooks on CDs, they got printed books, they've got all of my artwork that I draw and paint can be found there. And a store on Highway 75 called the Boone Store, they can be found there. So
you can look it up online, you can stop by, and just to give you an idea, this is just a few of his collections called The Works. And you've got several of your books inside here.
Yeah, there's about eight books total in there. And I try to price everything reasonable. You know, I don't want to gouge anybody. And you buy the whole book for like $20.
That's awesome. You know? Hey, Tim, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you. We hope you'll come back and see us again. We're going to take a break. Our pets are here. We've got some furry friends right after the break.